Radio.
PNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, your knight in battered armor. We are here and ready. Today, the 11th of January, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam.
Good morning.
Sir Liam.
Yes?
Is at the helm.
I am at the helm.
Yeah.
I'm driving this boat.
Yeah, I'm back here bailing as fast as I can. You know, this much water. I saw a furtive figure slipping through the raindrops today because he's a little thin. So, you know, half of them miss him coming into our offices. There you were. You beat me in
I
today.
Did. Whoa. Doesn't normally happen.
I was checking my watch going, what time is this? Well, there's a reason I was running a little bit late. We'll get into that.
Okay.
So what national day is it today?
Today is national... Oh, that's perfect. Step in a puddle and splash day. Perfect. I should wear my rain boots. I don't actually have rain boots, but I should get
the ones you had in like first grade.
Yeah, little like little, I want like the frog ones.
The frog ones. Hey, everybody at the stables has rubber boots. I go out there in my
tennis shoes,
my Dockers or my tennis shoes, and immediately pull. You know. Tiptoe around the water and then jump into my rubber boots there, and I can just, I have no fear. I have no fear then. And I'm just splashing around with the walking and mud going over the tops of the boots. There's nothing like a stable for that certain ambiance, that certain je ne sais quoi. It's horse manure floats by. Okay. What's the weather look like?
Yeah,
come
so
to think of it.
Well, it's raining. We got a high of 48 today, and then we're going to be in the mid to low 50s the rest of the week. Flood watch has been extended through Thursday. Originally, it was just running through today. Now it's through Thursday. But it's...
Flood watch goes through...
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So the Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. But rain's not letting up. We're going to see rain all the way through Saturday.
I'm going to talk a little bit about
that. Through next Tuesday, actually.
Well, we've got four storms rolling in here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, that's your weather.
It's going to be rainy. It's going to be rainy today. It's going to be rainy tomorrow. If you were kind of like not doing something because of the rain, now there's certain things like cutting your yard. I can understand that. You probably don't want to go out and cut your grass in the rain when it's coming down like this, probably because you'll flood out. But if you're putting something off like, I think I'll go shopping tomorrow. No, it's going to be like this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So... bundle yourself up, cover yourself up to avoid the rain, take your little umbrella, go out, do what you have to do, support our local businesses, but drive carefully. Linda was coming back, and she was watching people at an intersection hydroplaning through. And she says, that's not good. You got to slow down out there. Okay. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that has established a great reputation for customer service. They treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other great deals there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. At no fault of their own, the cost of natural gas and propane is going up because of this winter that we've had back on the East Coast and in the Midwest. So talk to them. Talk to them. Keep your house warm. Keep your hot water warm. And keep your propane stove going if that's what you're running because the government's coming after it. And we're going to talk about that one too. Right now, let's just talk about weather and the patterns coming in here. That is if I can. You know, every time, you know, we have people in. Last night, Pascal was on with Ron Lim. you were here. That was,
I was running it.
I was listening to it, and I was getting into the kissing and touching part of friendship. You know how sometimes, you know, I have friends that are women, and I hesitate like to put my hand on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Because of today, and I don't, first of all, I don't want to offend them. They'll, you know, they'll put their hand on my shoulder or something like that. And then that kind of tells me, okay, it's okay. Or they come up and want a hug. That's fine too. I do not, I am never the initiator in a hug. No. Except for Linda.
Yeah. Well, it's different. I mean.
And then that's in self-defense.
It's like a boundary. Yeah.
No. Oh, no, it really is. And it used to be, I mean, I think, but you know what? I think that rule should have been around a long time that men do not initiate hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, but if they initiate the hug, enjoy the hug, you know, when women will say, I'm a hugger. Okay. Then they come up and hug. Yep. That's fine. You know,
well,
I don't feel like my space has been, has been intruded on.
Unfortunately. Culturally, like, as a man, you have to kind of protect yourself now.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you just have to be thoughtful.
Well, you know, the old adage of never having that door shut when you're, or even, you know, never have that door shut when you're counseling a female employee.
Yeah.
Never do that. So our door's open all the time, except when you're in there and I'm yelling at you. And I close it because, you know. Or... the door's closed because you all are yelling at me.
I don't think that's ever happened.
No. You know, Linda gets after me all the time.
She's your wife?
Linda, my wife. Yeah. About.
You can't complain about that.
Well, no, I'm not complaining about it. No, she gets after me all the time about something I do.
I am
direct. You know that. You've been around me. I'm not mean about it, though.
No.
I'm just kind of direct. And that is tough when you're dealing with some employees. They are not used to that. They think that I'm angry at them, and I'm at the furthest. I love everybody that works here.
It's a waste of everyone's time for you to not be blunt.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And she got after me the other day. Not got after me. She says, you know. And I went, I'm just trying to say something so somebody knows what I'm, you know, what I need to have happen.
Yeah.
I love those, you know, I love those, our family here at KCNR. You all go above and beyond. You know, we fight this out together every day and everybody's involved with it. So I do have a tendency to be, I've had people that worked outside putting up walls come up to Linda and go, your husband's pretty direct. Oh, yeah. Did you get the knife in? You better get, you know, sure, I'll give you that check when you clean that concrete up. When you see the concrete there? Uh-huh. That's the concrete you spilled. Oh, yeah. Well, let's clean that up.
Yeah.
Then I'll be out right then with your check. Hey, California is nowhere near done with storms. That, you know, we've had 17 people that have been killed because of these storms.
Wow.
At least 17 people died since last month, driven thousands from their homes and submerged roads and communities under floodwater. Four more atmospheric rivers are headed toward Golden State in the next 10 days. Warning residents, Governor Newsom is warning residents to continue to prepare for heavy rainfall, extreme winds, and dangerous conditions. I think I heard somebody say Biden has declared.
Yeah, he declared it a state of emergency.
State of emergency
yesterday.
Here. The Golden Globes were on last night, which I never watch.
My friend was there.
You know, the one time I watched it was when that British comedian, what is that guy's name? He came out and skewered everybody. It was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. And he just leveled. Everybody in there. I mean, they were laughing, but it was embarrassed laughter because he was taking Hollywood on and just got him. And I'm trying to remember what his name is. He's a, there is no subject.
Yeah.
That he would not talk about. And he said it right to all these big stars and everything. He also said the Golden Globes was being run by 50 old white men. Okay. anyway, because of Kevin Costner, who was nominated for Yellowstone, and I guess I read about it, and he won for Yellowstone. First person in Yellowstone's history in five seasons has been nominated for anything.
Really?
And he won last night, as he should have.
That's cool.
Okay, the next storm is expected to arrive today in Northern California and also impact Pacific Northwest. Another system projected to hit Saturday and Sunday. The endless streams of atmospheric river events will refocus on Wednesday across Northern California. I didn't realize we had we'd slowed down. Once again, heavy to excessive rain on already saturated ground. You've seen the pictures, I'm sure, of these sinkholes swallowed two cars down in L.A., caused numerous landslides, turned roadways into waterways, toppled countless trees. I have friends live out in French Gulch. You know, they had those fires go through there, and they were supposed to, you know, be able anybody supposed to come through there and clear those out. They didn't, and now those trees have fallen across the roads, blocking people. They BLM has come out, and with, the only thing they've done is cut an opening there, or taken a bulldozer, I should say, and just pushed them off the road instead of dropping these trees as they should have. So they've got a problem out there about, you know, it's a good thing they have chainsaws. We expect these storms to continue at least through the 18th of this month.
Wow, another week.
That's seven more days. So get used to it.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, you know what? The problem is if the ground's saturated, there's no place for the water to go.
No, I know.
And, except down a hill or just stand there.
Yeah.
But we need the rain. Obviously, need the rain. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley has been in the business with the Dish Network and this for over 30 years. Now, don't call the 800 number. 800 number doesn't care about you. They'll take your money. And then it's kind of like you're adrift. Doug Tooley is local. He is an expert in this. He has got all types of great deals. And if you call him at 530-241-3474, he has got the answer to everything. That's BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local retailer. He's a better-known business. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. As you were listening yesterday, you knew I separated the window from the sash. It broke a little bit. So we have the only house in our street with a black plastic over its window. Luckily, it's on inside and you can't see it, you know. But the glass company is coming out today, and they're going to be there at 8 or 8:30, and so Linda's there taking care of that. Hey, last night at the short-term rental conference at the Redding Planning Commission, there were a number of people there, all probably 30, 40, and 14 speakers, of which 12 were from the realtors or the property management groups, and then me and this lady from the garden tract. It boils down to this. There was no limitations, really, or very few limitations at all on putting in short-term rentals. And you all have heard this. So the new one, the new ordinance, proposed ordinance, has a lot of regulations in there. That the realtors and the property managers just don't like. And I can understand it. Frankly, some of them are owners. And I know it's hard for you to believe that, because Carl, you've been leading the fight on this. Here's what I'm leading the fight on, is the number of short-term rentals you can have in a neighborhood. And the street, the community in your neighborhood have something to say about it. The proposal is 1,000 feet between short-term rentals. I have no problem with that. That people are told about it before the decision is made to grant that short-term rental. An example on my street, there's 20 houses. We have a short-term rental there. So my question to everybody last night, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I've got the FCC up my butt all the time. They're sitting there. You talk about a large agency that can change your life in a microsecond, FCC, which is why we follow their rules and we do all those things to maintain. We have 20 houses on our street. We've got one. That's 5% of our street is short-term rentals. If you put one more on there – That means 10% of the homes on my street are short-term rentals. So my question to, and I looked out in the audience because it was never addressed, is how many y'all are out there? And you talk about, you know, it's bringing money in, and, you know, yeah, I understand that. But how many is too many on a street? I've got a house that's diagonal to us or across the street on a diagonal. It's for sale. And from what I understand, it's in the process of being sold. Should that one be able to be a short-term rental? How about the house at the, like three doors up the other way? It's rented, but the people I think are going to be moving. Should that be a short-term rental? You know, how many is too many? And that was never addressed by the short-term rental community last night. Well, it's being addressed in this ordinance. And again, I can see where they're saying, my God, you know, you want us to put another parking pad in there, but we don't know if we're going to be able to be there the next year. You know, that's a $10,000 investment. Absolutely, absolutely true. So, I'm opening up our show for anybody out there that believes that there shouldn't be these regulations. Any of the realtors or property managers, Jeremiah Johnson's on. Doug Jenke was on the other day talking about it. And I'm more than willing to give an hour here, and we can go back and forth on this, and we can debate the issue about the integrity of neighborhoods, vice numbers, and regulations. So throwing that out there, I know some of you are listening right now because one of you told me you listen every day. So this is your welcome to come back on the show. And talk about it. And like I said, I've had Jeremiah Johnson on it, and I've also talking about the no, it's not Jeremiah Johnson. It's that's
I'm not
right.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Joan. He ran for city council. But he's a realtor. Yeah. Jeremiah Johnson is the movie, isn't he? He was on, and then Doug Jenke was on just last Friday talking about it. In fact, that's how I found out they were going to have the meeting yesterday. Next Tuesday, the city council will take this up. So this should be an interesting city council meeting. All right. The government is coming for your gas stove. That's right. The EPA is saying your gas stove in your kitchen is a danger to people, that it's releasing particles, all these things. It could happen. They could outlaw gas stoves. They could outlaw gas stoves. Okay, Nick, because I've only got 2 minutes and I have a guest at 7:30. I have Kevin Cry coming on at 7:30. I have Jake Mangus coming on at 8. Okay, Nick, your turn.
You're telling me that, Carl.
I'm telling you that because you've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and then that's it.
Long-term rentals, too. I live on a street. There's only two houses on this dead-end street. Some liberals from San Francisco moved up and bought the other house. The first year they had six Bethelites in there. They siphoned all my gas to where I had to buy locking gas caps. The next year, they rented to a bunch of kids that were dealing drugs and having parties, and there was no parking on the street. The next year, they had some young people in there, and they had this Honda 90 that didn't have a muffler. It sounded like a drag race over there until I blew up, and they quit it. So why don't you include long-term rentals?
You know what? That was – okay, Nick, I'm glad you said that because I forgot to say that. One of the ladies last night said exactly what you said. What about long-term rentals? You know, they come in here, they rent a house, they put six people in it, and you got six cars on your street, five cars on your street. Why aren't long-term rentals being addressed too? And you are absolutely right. If you're going to rent a house, you've got to have parking spaces for them.
Tell you something about this.
And that right there will slow it down.
Years, I've got along with everybody. Now I have four liberals in the neighborhood, and they look at me like Clint Eastwood on Gran Torino.
Well, stop walking around with an M1 in your front yard.
Well, I'm hoping to get a shot at one of them. They're hiding behind bushes, causing me trouble.
Thanks, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was one of the things addressed last night. What about long-term rentals? And happened to see one of the city council people there. He goes, that's a really a good point. I said, it is. You know, if somebody comes in and rents a house, you know, it's got four bedrooms and it's a long-term rental and they put five, six people in there, where do those cars go? They're parked out on the street. Long-term rentals should have some of the same types of restrictions on them, too. I mean, if you're going to rent a house, then you've got to provide parking spaces for every room in the house. Something like that. I think you're going to see that in the future, too. All right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular systems, cardiovascular hospitals, I should say. Yesterday, Casey Fatch said at the beginning of the training program with the 8 residents coming in is going to start this year. It's going to do 80 years, 3 years, and they just keep it going while they do their internal medicine and specialty, some of their specialty tours there. All this is happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're going to take a break. Kevin Cry, the supervisor, District 1, joins us right after the break.
Come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend gets sticking around. Take a load off.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Quick and Clean.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2023, 7:35 in the morning, and I am here with Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning there, Supervisor. You're exalted.
Exalted. I don't know about that.
Well,
maybe salty.
Come back in a year and let's see if you've grayed out. Kevin, you wrote an email to the media last week and about rights and SCOE, the County Office of Education. And I responded and said, come on and talk about, you know, about this letter. And you quickly responded, and so here you are.
Yeah. Well,
so what was the letter about?
Well, the letter was about really just getting the media to start. I have a platform now. And that's the, whether you call it the bully pulpit or whatever you want to call it, I have an opportunity now to have people like yourself and other media outlets return my calls and then discuss issues I think are really important to the residents of Shasta County. For me, the SCOE decision about, and this isn't about the politics of transgender language and where you fall.
So it's this is about the transgender question that's sitting in front of SCOE now.
Well, yeah, they voted last week, I believe it was 6-1. Or 2 weeks ago, 6-1, to basically infringe upon compelled speech. My wife's a teacher. So the fact that she is being forced or will be forced to basically articulate and have to address somebody by something she knows not to be true infringes on her rights and other teachers' rights. And I coach at Boulder Creek School, 4th, 5th grade. Today's our first day of tryouts. So for me, I start looking at, again, it's not the political topic of transgender or anything else. It's about violating our rights. And for me, I don't care if you're going to violate, or I mean, I do care, but I don't care if we're talking about property rights. Now that the Fountain Wind Project is being brought back up from a state legislative level, and they're going to, I think the governor is going to start trying to exert powers or jurisdiction over our local control process of what we can do.
This is not the first time.
Well, correct.
But you're right.
But they're taking it
out of our hands.
They're taking it out of our hands. And for me, you know, when I decided to run, I said the line in the sand came at the foot of my children. And so there's a meeting at SCOE today, and I would encourage that place to be packed. And even not even necessarily to speak on a topic, but just to get involved and listen to what is going on in our schools. And it doesn't stop at the schools. It stops at every type of political forum where people need to be engaged. People need to be informed of what's going on. And I know we live in a racquetball court or an echo chamber where there's maybe 5 or 7% of us, if that, that really care about this stuff. But I'm going to use the next 4 years to make sure as many people know about what's going on with our rights as I can. Because limited government is what we need, and it's going the other way fast, especially in California.
Okay, so they voted last or 2 weeks ago. I saw that where the bathrooms are going to be open, the locker rooms are going to be open, all of these things, and then what you're talking about is addressing children by their preferred pronouns.
Correct.
Now this has already gone to court, I thought, you couldn't be forced to do that.
Correct. I believe it was I don't know if it was Idaho or Iowa.
Someplace.
Yeah, and they said no. That's unconstitutional.
You cannot force somebody to address somebody like
correct.
This.
Well, the scary thing is...
They've thrown 5-year-olds out of school.
Yep.
Because...
Well, and what's scary is, and I don't know which board member it was, but somebody said, author Gorman, I believe, brought up the fact that, hey, this has already been proven in court to be illegal. And one of the individuals on the SCOE board said, well, it doesn't matter. We have a $50 million insurance policy, and it's such and such per incident. We'll just take it as it comes. And to me, that's ludicrous, because if we believe that we could defend cases, then let's defend cases the other way and say we're not doing this. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I remember reading that someplace where it said, hey, that's why we have insurance to do something like that. We have a caller, but we'll get to them in just a second.
Okay.
Now, just so everybody knows, Scoy is going to be on our show in a couple weeks. Be plenty of ample time. I'll tell you when it's going to be, but I've got members that are going to address this specifically from Scoy also. Arthur Gorman is on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Arthur, do you have a question or a statement?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to you guys, and I really appreciate Kevin standing up for kids and doing what he's doing on the board, and you having him on and also addressing this. You know, I'm on the Scully board. I got elected this year by a pretty good margin, and I was the one vote that voted against forced compelled speech on staff and students at the board. And, you know, it is true. They said that they will follow progressive discipline of the staff if they do not affirm someone's gender identity. And, you know, the lawsuit, there is one in Oklahoma where a teacher had won $95,000. There was another one in Ohio that was a 3-year lawsuit that got settled out of federal court, the Sixth District Federal Court, for $400,000. And there was another one just in Florida at the end of December that got settled in court as well. So there's two more with Alliance Defending Freedom, and they're all winning on compelled speech and violating the First Amendment.
Well, let me ask this question, because this is kind of where it comes down to, I think, the crux of it. If a child or a teenager, because it's not just elementary school, it's all the way through high school, believes that they are the other sex and they are, you know, they are the quote transgender, and want to be addressed by that, you know, by he, him, his. Do they? So what you're saying is the teacher should not have to be compelled to do that?
I'm not saying that. The Constitution says that.
Okay.
Right.
I mean,
free speech.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Okay. I mean, it's like many other topics. There's a lot of things I don't agree with, but guess what? It's a person's right. It's a person's right. You know? I mean, if my neighbor wants to park their car on their lawn, they can do that. Would I like that? No. Is it their right? Yes. So I've got a choice. I can move or try and encourage my neighbor to park in the garage. I mean, this is too many people are making too many things about their preference. We had a city council member of the city of Reading talk about how their brother has lost tens of thousands of dollars gambling, therefore they don't want the casino there. Well, guess what? That's not your right. You don't get to bring in your personal bias and step on people's rights.
Okay. So, Arthur, I don't know if you heard me say, but we're going to have Scoy on in a couple weeks. And,
right.
So, this is being pushed down from the state. Is that correct?
Correct. Just like the mandates that they were using for forced masks, vaccinations, and just going along with the mandates in schools, the federal government is telling the schools that, you know, your funding will be limited if you don't go along with these policies. And the lawyers from Sacramento are saying you might lose your liability insurance if someone sues you and you don't have these policies in place. Well, what we found out during the mandates for the school districts that didn't go along with the mandates and forced their staff and students to do that as well, they didn't lose their liability funding, their liability insurance, and they didn't lose their funding. They got all of that. They even got the ESSER funds, which is the extra allocation of funds to the school districts.
Okay.
So it's really calling the state's bluff when they say they're going to hold funds. They aren't going to hold funds from your children, and your insurance is not going to do
that.
And
yeah.
The Scully's excuse was that they had $50 million insurance per occurrence.
Yes, that was used several times. Okay, Arthur, yeah. Let me break in just for a second here. Okay, Kevin, since the decision's been made, what do you want the people to do at the meet? I mean, do you just want people to know about this?
I want people to know about it. Yeah, and show up. I mean, I think where we are right now as a society is we still can get caught up in thinking that everybody knows about it, but they don't. Most people don't know what's still happening in schools. And I think it's going to take very well-informed, articulated, intelligent individuals to go in and articulate why it's important we don't have our rights trampled on. And then, of course, I mean, don't get me started on the side about kids and their health and well-being and what's best for them, because, I mean, I got to admit that, that's the whole other 100% reason why I feel strongly about this. But if we're going to be in quote-unquote government, then let's start from a government issue and not make it a social issue. This is a government issue of infringing on our rights.
And what time is that meeting today, Arthur?
It's at 1:30 on Innbrook over by Rare Air.
Okay.
There's the Shasta County Office of Ed over there.
Okay. And that's at 1:30 today.
1:30.
Okay. Sure. Thanks, Arthur. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip to a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix that. You can get a free inspection and analysis. And with all this rain out there, the last thing you need is to have a chip that you had last summer all of a sudden go across your windshield. Jeff can prevent that. He fixed about an 8-inch crack in my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. So for a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest today is Kevin Cry, the District 1 supervisor, just stepped in. Was this your first meeting? Or your
first meeting. No, first meeting. Yeah, it was a doozy, 9 to 6:30, nonstop.
Yeah. Stand by.
I had the least amount of steps I've ever had in probably 6 years.
Okay, so, you know, they've got those little Stairmasters you can put underneath your desk.
Oh, man.
Hey, yesterday also, the jail.
Yep.
Okay. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, we had a presentation by which wound up being the undersheriff. But, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, came back down to staffing, and then they brought up two different, I'm just encapsulating the whole thing. And then we had two different, architecture firms come in and talk about, you know, the RFP about building it. So there was a lot of topics. We did vote 4-1 to get the downtown location moving, which I hate the downtown. I hate the downtown place, but I hate it anywhere. But mm-hmm. The reality is we have the money for that. And we need it now, and so we're gonna put this talk to bed and get moving forward.
Okay,
because we spent a year and like thousands or tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 in terms of people's time and resources, mm-hmm. about something we can never afford.
So it's going to be right by the old jail,
correct?
And you're going to clear out the old county courthouse and build the first iteration there,
correct?
But you can put more than one there. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, and there's a lot of steps between now and then. Even yesterday when they were talking about what the layout would look like, we're going to have another presentation. I don't know if it's at the next meeting or here shortly, but okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just letting you know we have another phone call.
We have another caller.
Okay. So we are moving forward. We as the county is moving forward with the jail being there next to the old jail.
Correct.
And when can we expect that to start?
That's a great question. I mean, I can't answer that right now.
No.
I wouldn't want to give you a date that's wrong. But one thing I can tell you is one thing I'm really committed to, and I know all the supervisors are, but especially Supervisor Rickert, and we spoke a little bit after. I mean, the mental health component is very, very important to me. It's important to all the supervisors. So
sure.
that's something we're going to get to work on right away, because just incarceration isn't the end-all be-all. But it's a step we got to take, and we got to get this moving.
I've heard that from everybody.
Yeah.
This has got to be
a circular
approach here.
Yeah. I mean, I said it a year ago that what we're talking about we can't afford, and that's why I'm glad that we voted on. I'm glad that we're moving forward.
Okay, we have a caller, Jackie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, Kevin. Congratulations on your new seat on the County Board of Supervisors. Thank you. I was at the meeting yesterday, at the board meeting yesterday. And the jail building is, and the reason we need it is a very complex issue. And I just want to thank you and your fellow board members for listening to all of the public comments. I think you guys did a great job, and thank you. And then also, as far as the constitutionality of the compelled speech for teachers and educators and staff at SCOE, I wanted to remind everybody, I myself am a school board member, and I know, Kevin, you as well as myself have taken an oath to protect the Constitution and to uphold it. This really is just an issue of compelled speech when it comes to that oath that we take. Sure, there's a lot of emotion in it in the public and with parents and whatnot, and it is a very hot topic, and it's political, unfortunately. The transgender movement with our children is highly politicized. But we do, as board members, have to focus on the constitutionality of compelled speech. The other thing I wanted to say real quickly, and thank you for having my call, is this policy came down from California School Board Associations as a cookie-cutter policy that these school districts in Shasta County pay tens of thousands of dollars to be affiliated with. They pass down these policies. It's easier for school boards to pass them as written. This pronoun, this compelled speech of pronoun use, is in 7 different districts in Shasta County. And that's all I have for you. Thank you for having me.
Sure, Jackie. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a few minutes left. We know about the jail. It's going to start. It's going to be up there by the old jail, and now it's going to move forward.
Hopefully as fast as Costco, like one speaker said.
Wow.
No, I know. I thought it may not be the way you want to do it.
Because well, you talk to the people that have been doing this Costco, it's been like 5 years before they could break ground.
Yeah. But I mean, once they broke ground, they got moving.
Something I talked about the other day is that the state of California, and because we're talking about overreach here, passed a law that was signed in July that said that the state can override local agencies when it comes to power, when it comes to renewable power.
We'll see about that.
Well, I'm just saying what the article
absolutely,
was.
Absolutely.
Fountain Wind had that project. The county board, county planning board, 5-0 against it. The board of supervisors, 4-1 against putting it there. Did not go up. It's coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yeah, well, again, it's overreach. And the whole point of having a board of supervisors is local control. And there's no way. That's why the county council, and I know Mr. Cruz is retiring here in April, or he's moving on, and been at the county 24 years, done a great job, just looking for other opportunities, which
sure.
I'm excited for him. I've got to know him a little bit. Great guy. He's got a great staff. But our county council is going to definitely going to help us supervisors really make sure we understand when it comes time to sue the state and doing it with other counties, saying you're not going to do this. You're not going to continue to try and overreach and micromanage our county. That's not the deal.
Well, they had that other law that said that could force people to put in multi-family housing in a residential area also.
Yeah.
That passed. I don't know how the fighting against that went, but
I can't articulate on how that went because I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah,
I can just say what's going forward, and my whole thing is making sure we understand the government is, you know, for the people. Like, the people speak, and I think it's very, very loud and clear. People here in Shasta County want Sacramento to kind of stay out of what we're doing and let us manage our own county.
Okay. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this, because they're the first ones that have taken advantage of the new law new bill.
A lot of this stuff is common sense. I mean, it's common sense. We don't have to make it political. It's like, no, you're not going to do that, and we're going to figure out a way how we're not going to let you do it. It's not a matter of, well, shoot, they're going to do it. How are we going to live with it? No. That's not how it's going to work. We're going to push back. We're going to push back hard because, again, local control is important. And they're not going to continue to trample on the Constitution, state and federal, at least here in Shasta County.
I've got a minute and a half. It's yours.
Oh, well, Happy New Year. Thank goodness we're getting all this rain.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big lake goer per se, but I know what it means to our community and especially everybody down in the ACID area. So I'm glad we're getting that. And again, I would just say, Carl, I'm really thankful. I mean, it's not Thanksgiving, but I'm still in this season of thankfulness that I have the opportunity to serve in the capacity that I do. And I would encourage anybody in District 1 or across Shasta County, again, that offer has always been open. Get a hold of me. Come talk to me. Bend my ear. I'm really available. I have a huge antique Miss Pac-Man game getting delivered into my county office. So I'm going to have employees come up and try and beat my high score on their breaks if they want, and I'll buy them lunch if they can. I'm not even very good. But we're going to build the culture, and we're going to make Shasta County just a beacon of where you want to live in California. And we're going to stop the hemorrhage of good families leaving, mine being one of them.
By the way, we're having the permitting, permitting division on tomorrow at 7, from 7 to 8. Tomorrow we'll talk about the that culture.
Yeah.
And the permitting and different parts of things going on there.
Well, this CEO hire is going to be a big one. We've got a ton of applicants already. We met in closed session with our headhunting agency, and they're super excited about the people we already have. So in the pipeline. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks a lot for coming on short notice.
Absolutely.
And that's why I try to, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Most people are.
Yeah, well, I just hope to see a lot of people at the county office.
Okay, today, as a reminder, SCOE's having a meeting at 1:30 at the SCOE offices out there by Rare Air.
It's Innsbruck, yep.
On Innsbruck, where the Builders Exchange used to be.
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're interested about it, please show up today. Scoey's going to be on our show here in a couple weeks to be discussing this too, and I'm looking forward to that also. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you.
And keep pushing.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. When we come back after the break, we'll have Jake Mangus here from the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. That's the first time this has happened in more than six decades. China has lost population. 850,000 fewer people at the end of last year compared to 12 months earlier. And China's economic growth has also slowed a bit, depressed by strict anti-COVID controls and a sharp real estate slump. A new World Order group holding its first get-together in several years in Switzerland.
The World Economic Forum is getting underway in Davos. They're comprised of so-called world elites who plan to incorporate ESG criteria in investment strategy, environmental, social governance. The founder, Klaus Schwab, has written extensively about the Great Reset, or New World Order. Al Gore is among the speakers, and a meeting that's ridiculed for the hypocrisy of the attendees who arrive at the climate-focused event in hundreds of carbon-spewing private jets. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The public library in one Denver suburb has a drug problem.
For the second time in a month, the Inglewood City Library has closed its doors to clean up methamphetamine contamination. City officials say contamination in the library's restrooms exceeds state thresholds. Christina Underhill is library director.
We've seen an increase in drug use or heard about it from patrons. They might be smelling something in the air when they enter a restroom.
Underhill says as the weather gets colder, people who use drugs have sought shelter in the library building. City officials say even some walls, ductwork, and exhaust fan equipment will have to be replaced. I'm Donna Water.
A manhunt ongoing in Central California after six people, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby, were shot to death in a home in Goshen, about 35 miles south of Fresno. Police say they're looking for at least two suspects. Watching Wall Street this morning, right now the Dow is down 325 points, while the NASDAQ is off 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
One of the key opposition leaders in Belarus says that a trial against her and four other exiled allies is a farce.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has called this trial a sham, accusing the authoritarian leader of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, of taking revenge on those who stood up to him and stood for freedom in 2020. That's when Ms. Tikhanovskaya challenged him for the presidency of Belarus and then helped lead a giant wave of street protests when he declared a landslide victory. She had to flee abroad after she was threatened. Others who stayed behind were arrested. She's now facing 10 charges, including plotting to overthrow the regime, treason, and creating an extremist.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. The man who was once Mexico's top security official in charge of fighting the drug cartels, standing trial now on charges of accepting millions of dollars in bribes from the powerful Sinaloa cartel. News and analysis, townhall.com. In sports, Dallas earns its first playoff road win in 30 years.
The Cowboys finally beat Tom Brady and advanced to the NFC divisional round with a 31-14 rout of the Buccaneers. Brady had been 7-0 lifetime against Dallas, but he was outplayed by Dak Prescott as the Cowboys quarterback threw for 305 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Prepared well. Knew obviously watching tape what this team was going to be able to create matchups, what we're going to be able to do.
Prescott's third TD pass made it 24-0 just under 5 minutes into the second half. Dalton Schultz had 7 receptions for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Dallas earn a meeting with the 49ers next weekend. I'm Dave Ferry.
Jim Harbaugh is staying put, staying at Michigan, a decision he personally gave the school's president yesterday. It ends yet another round of speculation that he would be returning to the NFL. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 11th of January, 2023, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Liam.
Good morning,
Sir Liam. Because we've been tilting for the last few days. we have armored up. My shield is taking a few nicks, but my sword is still bright and shiny. So, Sir Liam, what are we looking at for weather?
Yeah. So the flood watch has been extended through Thursday. We are seeing rain all the way through next Tuesday. We're going to have a high of 48 today, but we're going to be in the mid-50s for the rest of the week. Lows in the mid to high 40s. But, yeah, just rain, rain, rain.
And we have these four new systems coming in. Four new systems coming in. That atmospheric rivers that are rolling in that's going to, you know, go through next week, it looks like. Linda's not here because I was shutting our window, and the bottom sash separated from the glass.
Oh.
And one of the little pieces of glass, not the whole thing, thank goodness, broke out. So yesterday I put black plastic, heavy plastic across it and gorilla taped it in. And the glass company is maybe there right now replacing the whole window. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year on that one. It's because of the rain.
Yeah.
You know, everything is soaked up in the wood.
Sure.
Their
it's all swollen up.
It's swollen and all. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here with Jake Mangus from the, of course, the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We had Turtle Bay on yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. And talked about the number of people rolled through here, over 80,000.
Nice. For the Garden of Lights
deal? The Garden of Lights. And considering the weather.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It sounded like, from what I read in the newspaper or online or whatever, they were saying that it was probably somewhere in between year one and year three in terms of number of people. What we, of course, this is our flagship Gold Star example of success from that Reading City Identity Project that the Chamber led many years ago now, it seems like. I think it was 2018 through 2020. And
a lifetime.
Remember, this was not without controversy, of course. We seed-funded $35,000 from that collective effort to help bring in a professional light designer from Florida to design an outstanding show. But it's all on paper unless you get investment to make it great from the start. So I went to the city council a few years back and said, you know, I think that if we invested $250,000 this year and $250,000 next year, this was a few years ago, mm-hmm. From our tourism and marketing funds to seed fund this Garden of Lights, we're going to bring people from out of the area into Reading, and it's going to be a win for our community. And, you know, even, I think it was like a 4-1 vote in favor of that with Mike DeQuisto, the only dissenter, and he talked to me before and after and said, just wanted you to know, I am in Personally, I am in favor of this project. I think it's great. But as a city council person, I don't think that it's the best use of our funds. So I completely respected his position on that. And he's gone, and he's loved the show and everything. But what we found out last year was a pretty high percentage of those people that visited came from outside of the area.
40%.
Yeah. So when you think about that, they're coming in and they're spending money in our community. Now, did we get our full $500,000 back yet as a community? Maybe, maybe not. Certainly in gross sales it's happened. It's benefited Turtle Bay. But I think beyond that, over time we'll see that be a big win.
If you amortize it out, and you know, nobody amortizes it for 2 years. But if you say in 5 years, and it continues to grow the way it is. I mean, it's going to be 100,000 next year.
Yeah.
That's what I would think, because the word spreads. People come from, I think the first year it was open, they had people coming in from Seattle and San Diego. Now this year, because of the weather and all that, it was, Oregon, Southern Oregon, and, you know, Sacramento, but around 40%.
It is gratifying, and it is during the holidays, so you do have people who are coming into town to visit family, anyway. So did they come for the light show or to see family and then they went to the light show? Well, there are probably a few of those too, so I'm realistic about that, but I also know that, you know, for example, my friend Joe works for Adobe in San Jose, lives in San Ramon. We took him to the show last year, and he and his daughter said, we want to come up for the light show again this year. So just a great, personal example of someone who traveled from the Bay Area specifically to see the light show.
Well, we go to it, and then Linda's parents come up, so we go on our wedding anniversary.
Well, we really
decided to go there for date night. Unfortunately, it was January 1st.
Oh.
And so we have a photo of me standing there with my face pushed up against the gate going, it's closed.
Oh, man.
But we still had a great date
night. I mean, it truly, though, we were thinking at the Chamber when this Reading City Identity Project was about our own image and reputation, and we wanted it to be a gift for our own community first and foremost, something that we could be proud of and that our kids and grandkids would enjoy going to see.
Sure.
And my kids now, I mean, year three, and they're 12 and 10 now. Of course, they were 9 and 7, I guess, when we started it out. So it's something that they look forward to every year as well. And those meteor lights, ones that were gold that showered down there, that was kind of the talk this year about the new feature that people really like to see.
Well, they had more places, more warming pits up there, so people could come out and sit down. They had the reindeer exhibit. Every year it's going to change. Every year it's going to expand. Yeah. They've got plenty of room out there.
Well, and we're going to need all the help that we can get, I think, right now going forward in terms of hotel occupancy and transient occupancy tax that people pay who stay in hotels and short-term rentals. But the report that we got from the city of Reading regarding the 30 days prior was the first time that I've seen in the last year and a half that we missed the mark in terms of what the city budgeted for transient occupancy tax. So we're going to have to...
Let's go back. Let me make sure that people understand that. So 30 days prior to what?
I think what it was for the month of... It was either November or December's numbers. So it was late 2022. And TOT, of course, being the tax that people pay when they stay in hotels in our community by and large, for 29 days or less, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
And, that percentage in our community is 10% of the total, amount that you pay for your stay. So if it's $120 for the room, you're paying $12 in TOT. And a good chunk of that goes into the city's general fund to help pay for police and fire and also to help us to market our community. So Visit Reading, which is under the Chamber's purview these days, we get $1 million a year to help market Reading and drive those numbers. I mean, that's the theory.
So the numbers were down then?
So the numbers were down just in that 1 month, but still 5% up overall.
Overall.
Yeah, but it's one of those where you look at it and you go, hey, is this the canary in the coal mine scenario, you know?
I'm thinking...
We'll see.
It could be the Pineapple Express that started coming through in December.
We've also heard that we track something through what's called a STAR report. There's a company called STR that tracks hotel occupancy and the average daily rate that our local hotels that are a part of the STAR report. in that document, and it shows across the board that the average daily rate has gone up, but occupancy has gone down. So you've got fewer people paying more per night. So overall, it's averaged out. And talking to the Oxford Suites general manager yesterday when I was touring some of their renovations, he said they anticipate that the average daily rate will continue to increase. And I think that's true because inflation will have a factor.
Gas prices going up. You know, yep. If you look at it, I mean, when people are taking an 8.6% inflation hit, mm-hmm. and eggs are $7 a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, what? It comes someplace. Well, it means then is perhaps we don't take that trip.
Yep. Yeah, it was cold cereal this morning, by the way. I didn't scramble any eggs. We got so many things we could talk about today, by the way.
Well, I tell you what.
We saw each other yesterday.
Last night at the Planning Commission. I can have five chickens. have five chickens in my backyard. And a beehive.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, well, Linda loves chickens.
Totally allowed. And, talk about the goose that lays the golden egg. I mean, every chicken's egg that comes out these days is pretty much worth its weight in gold, it seems.
Okay. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We come back, there's a lot of things to talk about. What we're going to be looking at this year, the general economic culture of our community, and more. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. Two branches right here in Reading, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us. The main branch is over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. One in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. We do business there. We're real happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's the 11th of January, 2023, 8:20 in the morning, 47 degrees, and let me check. Yes, it's raining.
Praise the Lord.
Just in case. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Don't let the rain stop you from going to Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, they can fix watches, they can replace batteries in like 2 seconds. Okay, maybe it's not 2 seconds, but very quickly. Super selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally run, small business right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs.
They have some amazing stuff there.
They really do. Yeah. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about in the first segment about the Garden of Lights, and it was another success this year. And you've got some stuff from the United States Chamber of Commerce.
That's true. I'll
tell you what, before we get started with that, Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you guys,
Good morning.
My daughter has silky chickens. They're little cute chickens, and they don't make a lot of noise, so they're great for the backyard.
Do they lay eggs?
Yeah. Oh, sure they lay eggs.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Are those the ones with, like, the cute little, like, hair crowns?
Yes, that's right.
I love those.
And they have personality. They'll jump right up in your lap to get a little stroke they're wonderful.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
That's my tip for today.
Okay, Linda, I hope you're with the glass guy fixing the window and didn't hear that because, they'd be in the house. They'd be in the house. Oh, here comes Louise and Betsy.
My daughter would go bonkers for some of those chickens. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Thanks, Roberta. Okay, Jake, United States Chamber.
Yeah, so I'm part of this workforce cohort for the U.S. Chamber, and we are, as the Reading Chamber, connected with the Hire Network, and we're members of the U.S. Chamber, so they sent us information on a nationwide snapshot of what is the economy looking like, and they are saying, hiring now, job openings remain high. Latest job openings data shows that businesses are still struggling to find workers, and this is the key, right? It says, why it matters. There are 4.45 million more job openings than unemployed workers. So it continues to remain the case that all of those who, for the by and large, all of those who want to be working are working. By the numbers, job openings were 10.5 million as a country at the end of November, and that's down 54,000 from October, but still historically high. It says that 4.2 million people quit their jobs in November, down from 4.4. Million in March, which was the all-time high. But what it says is that businesses are still adding workers, and so workers are still confident that they can quit their current job and find better ones easily.
That was some of the statistics I saw. You know, some people are just leaving the working force, but others, like in manufacturing or software and these, they'll quit one job and move to another because they can do that.
That's what, like, so yeah. I mentioned my friend Joe from, who works for Adobe down in San Jose, which he said, I think they have 40,000 employees. Well, he was telling me that the way that it is in that industry is if you hold on, like if you're at the same place for longer than 3 years, they almost wonder like, what's wrong with you? Because they're kind of like trading people all the time.
Oh, sure.
You know, you're advancing to this company and then coming back to the one you just left for some, you know, higher position, and on they go kind of laddering their way up the corporate chain. And, I think that one of the things you might see as an indicator is when you see fewer people leaving their jobs, it might be because when you think about it, if you're heading into an economic downturn, do you want to be the low man on the totem pole at a new business in terms of seniority?
Because you'll be the first one to go.
Yep. So I think that's a factor. But this workforce cohort through the chamber, the national chamber, has been a great experience. And each month we have a different area of emphasis. And the speaker we had last week was a professor at Stanford University who was talking about not just the test score impact on a generation of students because of the impacts of COVID, but the economic impact of that for this country going forward and what it means to a loss of gross domestic product, as an example, and which states have fared better than others. And as you could imagine, the states that had less strict regulations during
Florida,
COVID,
Texas, many of the Midwestern states.
Yeah, Utah was one of the ones at the top. California actually is more, I think we were in the top third, in terms of faring fairly well. But we have to consider, you know, is there an opportunity for these students to make a comeback? And the answer was, if school districts, quote, do the right thing. And so my question to this guy was, well, what's the right thing? And then his response was, well, it's complicated. So,
well, yeah, and when somebody says that, oh, it's complicated, yeah, you know, that infuriates me.
And the reason why he said that is because of the teachers' unions and, you know, not holding them to performance standards because it's not contractually allowed and things like that.
And that is such bull.
I agree.
The fact is that if somebody works for me, they're held to certain standards. And if I realize, first of all, I have an education degree. I know it's not easy. I've taught. It's not easy. But just to say, oh, okay, well, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
No, that's not the way it should be.
And then locally, I know that our chamber is going to be doing this work in terms of being an industry representative and workforce development. And what my pet project is right now, it's major point of emphasis for us this year, is actually establishing an official workforce development program through the chamber, which does at least this. We have a position that connects our business community with the resources that exist in education and in workforce, like Smart Workforce Center and Shasta College and Simpson and Cal Poly Humboldt and Chico State and the Builders Exchange and IoT, all of these different things that exist. And then the second is doing a great job with College and Career Options and others who do aptitude assessments, not necessarily what you're interested in as a student, but what you're innately gifted at doing. It's like the ASVAB is for military, but it's focused on careers for civilians. And if you have a natural propensity to be great with your hands or an engineer or whatever it might be, we can look at what the job market looks like in that area. So it isn't just about what you're passionate about. We hear about that a lot. I'm passionate about singing. And how many times do you see American Idol, the contestant gets up there and they said, but this is what I'm passionate about. And they really stink at singing. So we want to make sure that your natural gifts, your interest, and the job market all line up, and we connect you with local businesses to get you on your way.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Jake, yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, the City of Reading presented a program on what the new parking's going to be like downtown. And much to the chagrin of the supervisors and much to the chagrin of many of the people there. Apparently, when you park in a two-hour limit area or you park anywhere downtown in a meter, you have to move meters. You have to move within 2 hours. I don't know what that's going to do for businesses in the tourist industry. That's during the day. And the meters are going up to $1 an hour. So the parking will be $1 an hour. When people go to park, to maybe even go to a Board of Supervisors meeting, they would have to move their car within 2 hours, no matter, even if they paid the meter, because they have to move it every 2 hours. And I didn't see any way that this is anything but detrimental to business downtown, especially places that you want to go to during the day. If you're a tourist, you've got to move your car in 2 hours. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the sanity of that, and I know that the Board of Supervisors wasn't very happy about it, and many of the residents were. So I want to get your opinion on what businesses think about that. If I have a business downtown, I'm probably not very happy that, you know, that or a tourist that I have to move my car, and if I don't know that, I get a ticket. So I'd like to get your feedback on what you think about that and how it impacts the business here in Reading.
Okay, you know, that's a good question, Terry, and I'm getting the parking guru, the guy that put it together. He'll be on the show here in the next couple of weeks also.
That's good. Yeah,
and,
I know.
And I want to talk to the city council, you know, raising it from a quarter an hour to a dollar an hour.
Well, here's the solution, too, my friend, okay? When you have a what we should do is we need to have, maybe Kevin Cry is perfect for this job, but a liaison, and I mean a supervisor, not somebody from the public, but a supervisor working with a city council member in Reading, and maybe have with Shasta Lake City and with also Anderson, in that one member of each board or council gets together once a month to discuss things that impact each other. And I know that really, I mean, you go to a county meeting downtown and you're paying the city to park there. So there has to be some sort of rhyme or reason and togetherness here, and I think that each particular board should have their own liaison, which is a
okay.
board member,
that's a great
and
meeting.
Have them discuss.
Yeah. Well, that should happen. That should happen.
Great idea.
That should happen
yep.
anyway. They should be having meetings at least monthly on that. Okay, Terry, thanks. Got to run. Let's hear about what you think about this parking thing
yeah.
and all that as soon as we get back
sure.
from these.
I was having such a great morning, too.
Yeah, well.
that's a good question from Terry, though.
Well,
he brings up a great point.
I'm not even sure
yep.
what I'm supposed to
We'll talk
pay,
about it.
Where I'm even supposed to pay at. You know, there's
yeah.
these kiosks. But
yeah.
I have yet to see a kiosk out there.
Oh, I've seen a few of these
have
guys.
You?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
that's, the whole thing is...
It's greedy. I'm going to say it as it is. It's greedy.
That's our young voter.
This is good. We've got point, counterpoint, and side point here.
Yeah. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, now with the health costs the way they are, and if you're into the Medicare side of it, there are certain programs out there that are just bad. Just bad. For you and your health care. What are they? Well, there's several of them. And Judy Maxwell, who was on the show the other day, came on to talk about them. But if you've got any questions about health insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, Judy Maxwell is the one to go see. She's been doing this since 1993. She has two separate divisions in her office, one for insurance, one for financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion, if you're looking for the newest information, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Free reviews, evaluations, and she talks straight to you. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bont.
I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with them.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Start your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot plays, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Five winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM in your talk radio with Carl on the Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 11th, 8:36 in the morning. For all you people that go to work at 9, all you government workers.
It reminds me of Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I will be spending part of my day-to-day getting my haircut. In my opinion, there's no other place I would ever go to get my haircut than Cypress Square Barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. I made my appointment. I run in there. They cut my hair, a little snappy patter from Tim and Logan, and then out I go, back to work. Man's last stronghold, no Dr. Phil on the TV set. Just some manly things.
Dr. Phil, let's talk about your problems.
No Dr. Phil. No, Emin Oprah was on. No Oprah. So,
yeah.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Called in. I'm assuming that was Terry Raposa.
It sounded
like him. I know. We just got the first name.
It was. No. We know who it is.
Yeah, we know. And he brings up a good point as far as this new parking paradigm shift that is coming here to downtown Reading.
I understand that we have to redo our parking.
Yep.
Okay. Terry made some salient points here, and the ones that we've talked about too. One, raising it from a quarter to a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this should be something like 20, you know, a quarter to 50 cents, and then the next year, maybe 75 cents.
It was.
And then in the third year, then you make it a dollar. I mean, 25 cents to a dollar, you know, with the way the economy's going and all this. That's where I'm at, plus the fact of, well, the other things that Terry addressed, you know, if the meetings, if I go to a city council meeting, I park for free. But you don't park for free at the Board of Supervisors. So, unless you want to walk. And then those are going to be gone too. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but.
No, not.
Hop in here, Chamber.
Not
Congress.
At all. Well, this has been many years, in the making since the downtown Reading, specific plan revision process started. And, parking initially, when we moved the chamber downtown in 2017, I was not in favor of paid parking in any way, shape, or form because it was my opinion that it was ahead of its time. You know, we're trying to get people to come to all parts of our community to spend their money, and if you create another hurdle to the consumer to get to the businesses, why would they venture downtown when they could drive to a strip mall somewhere and park in front of the building they want to go to? So anyway, it was a learning experience for me, but I think it does come down to timing and transition. And right now, with the construction process still in midstream, you have streets that they're working to reopen, but they haven't been reopened yet. You've got vacant commercial spaces.
Yeah, businesses failing.
You got businesses failing. You've got residents downtown that are parking on the street in front of businesses all day, multiple days, because there's very little parking enforcement right now. It all becomes very convoluted and complicated, but I know that the city has, you know, like they do, they've entrusted a consultant company to come in and say, look, this is how it's done successfully in other communities, not just from the public sector point of view, but from the private sector and being an on-street, first-floor business, retail, office, restaurant, bar, whatever you want to say. And it's a balance of wanting to create the turnover in front of these businesses so that people are able to park closer to where they want to go. And it isn't a resident or even someone going to a 6-hour supervisors meeting and parking in front of a business all day, while they're witnessing democracy in action. So there are going to be options. You're going to be able to, download an app, go to a kiosk, pay for your parking. Terry brought some new information to me that I was curious about, actually. I wanted to ask the city this question was, if I'm in a restaurant and my 2 hours is coming to a close, what I had heard from the city was that I'm able to get on the app and make an additional payment for an increment of an hour or an entire hour so that I can extend the time that my car is at that particular meter. But if that's not true, then that is an issue, in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing is, what if you don't download apps?
Yeah, and then
to your phone?
If you don't download an app
what do
to
you
your
do
phone,
then
you,
how do you pay?
There will be, other options where you go actually to the pay station kiosk itself, and I know there's a process of putting in your vehicle's license plate number and that type of thing, and so, they're able to track it that way. Makes it harder to add time to that meter if you need to. But there will also be free parking on evenings, weekends, and holidays at those metered locations. And then they will also be for our...
So at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Along here becomes free.
Free, exactly.
And, are they going to meter the large parking areas out here across California Street? Those are large parking areas. Are those going
to
be metered?
Well, that is what I was trying to find real quick online because there is a map that shows the plan, and I'm curious about it because the city said they're going to be launching a downtown employee parking permit program on a limited basis, so I want to know. For example, and they're saying it's going to be $25 a month per employee.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that from the chamber standpoint and thinking, all right, there are four of us in the office, so that's $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year that I have to build into the cost of doing business in downtown Reading. But where are those parking, designated parking areas? Yeah. And I think it's in lots like you mentioned.
And where, so it's, yeah. For weeks like we have here, so your employees are showing up soaked.
Yeah.
Is there going to be shuttles like they used to have, you know, that, you know, those electric shuttles?
I wouldn't be surprised if you'd see things like that return. It's just got to be driven by the circumstances and what we learn along the way. One of the challenges with the new courthouse is that the that particular branch of government exempted themselves from providing adequate parking. So they're going to be taking up some additional parking spaces, and that's going to be a challenge. When initially the parking garage along California Street was torn down, the complaints that we got at the chamber were more often from county employees that were upset that they were going to have to park farther away from their office than they normally would. So I found that to be kind of interesting because the complaints by and large came from employees, not consumers. But I will say that it is it takes some doing. You have to think as a resident. If I'm going downtown and I want to go to the Cascade Theater to see a show, where am I going to park? Well, I could park in this lot or I could go over there or whatever, but it's going to be hoofing it. And I think that's one of the questions, one of the issues that's come up. I've heard from people that are disabled, who are seniors, that can't walk four or five blocks to get to where they go, but they've got money to spend. So how do you make sure that they feel like they're welcomed and they can spend their money in this part of the city as well as across town? So, and then also the last note is the multi-level parking garage that's built on California Street and the underground parking under the former Dickers department store that's known as Market Center now. Those two lots are private parking lots operated by Ace Parking, and they do not follow the same program as the public parking spaces of the city, but they're consistent in that 50 cents per every half hour or a dollar an hour to park in those two locations as well. What's going to happen is a lot of the residents in these downtown apartments that are parking on the street right now for free are going to have to move their vehicles to other designated areas, and that should open up more parking for people that want to come down and patronize a business. And we hope that a lot of that available commercial space gets filled up because right now we got a long way to go.
Well, I found my new side hustle, Liam. I want to be the parking enforcement guy.
I thought you were going to say a pedicab because
no,
that was
– okay. Well, I was thinking about horse-drawn.
Oh, horse-drawn carriage.
You know, I'm sure they'll find a way to keep me from doing that.
Ruggles Brothers Stagecoach and Taxi Cab Service.
People around town and all that. No, I want to be the the traffic enforcement. But, you know, I want to make it special. So I'm going to, you know, dress up every day in a different costume, like Batman one day. And you know, I mean,
you might
gonna,
be onto
look,
something.
Batman's out in front of my business giving tickets.
There, yeah, that's cool. You know, can I get a selfie? I'd gladly pay the fine, and if you autograph the ticket. But I'm actually getting
I think I do. I autograph every ticket.
Yeah, I got a note from Erin at the chamber, and she said, don't forget to mention that from the parking podcast that the city put out, parking studies show that if 20% of the curb on a given block is not available, then a parking program will benefit businesses on that block. That's what the studies show, I guess, because if people are driving by and they see, oh, all these spaces are taken, well, I'm just going to cruise on through, then that hurts
the
business.
That. The other thing, too, is you drive a truck, which many people drive pickup trucks around here.
Mm-hmm.
If those are tight
parallel
places,
parking.
If those are tight places, you just keep going. Okay, we got to take a break.
Okay, sounds good.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Wind River
Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Crab season is officially open. One Safe Place is proud to bring you the 36th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta Visitor Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Better act fast because this event sells out every year. Sponsored in part by KRCR, Tri-County's Bank, and this station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindabad, 8:51 in the morning here on the 11th. Of January 2023, 47 degrees out there and rain. I can safely say we're going to have rain today.
What's it going to do to the 49ers in Santa Clara on Saturday? That's my question.
What are the 49ers?
Oh, they play on the gridiron in this 11-man versus 11-man game known as football. George Carlin once did a bit on that. So. It's a lot like military, right? It's like, what do they call that?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, yeah, you said the field general leads, penetrates the defense and all this kind of stuff.
We cannot use the word penetrate on the radio. I'm sorry, we cannot use that term on the radio.
So, speaking of downtown parking.
Yeah, you talk about a major penetration of the citizens.
What we were talking about off air that I forgot to mention is that what we heard from the city a couple years ago, and it's fuzzy memory, but I believe this is the case, is they said the money they collect from kiosks or from paid parking, as well as the fines, don't create a net income for the city. They actually just pay for the enforcement program and for the kiosks that they have leased or purchased or whatever. And so, if you want to see net gains as far as how do we make the neighborhood better, there's another funding mechanism that's been discussed, and it's called a property-based improvement district. And that's where you draw a boundary around the area of the district, and you go to the building property owners, not the business owners, unless it's an owner-occupied situation, and you ask them, would you be willing to pay an assessment of a certain amount to make sure that there's cleanliness, safety, and hospitality, et cetera, marketing in this district where your building is. And if you can get more than 50% of the people that receive ballots to turn in yes ballots, then the property-based improvement district is implemented. And Chico
Didn't they used to have the downtown business district?
Yes, they did.
And people paid every year
to,
you know, for that kind of stuff. And was ended by the city council.
That's right.
Kristen Schrader ended it because for a variety of reasons. I was on that group, and the idea was, hey, we're going to put out trash cans and all these things that can't be destroyed. They actually bought two of them and put them out there. And but then the city ended this, so now they're bringing it back.
Well, it's a different thing.
That was a different thing, maybe, but
that was the Downtown Reading Business Association, which is a tougher thing to manage because you've got business owners that are paying small amounts of money, and they're a transient group, and that the names and the characters change all the time, and it's not drumming up a lot of money. This would create a more consistent, significant amount of annual revenue that could be really used to benefit the neighborhood is the whole premise. I met with the Downtown Chico Business Association about this concept because they successfully implemented it down there a few years ago, and they generate about $500,000 a year down there. And what it does is it pays for things like power washing sidewalks, garbage can, that's certainly an element of it too, being able to provide the maintenance of those, install them, and maintain them. Also, hospitality, wayfinding assistance, and marketing of that certain part of town. So from a building owner standpoint, they like it because it's not like it's a tax where it's going into a black hole and it could be used for anything throughout the community. This money is actually designated to be used where your business or where your building exists.
Well, you know,
so there can be something to that that's positive.
Well, yeah, it's going to be passed on if somebody like Sherman Square here. There's so many businesses that gets passed down to us. But
you're right.
It's not necessarily bad.
That's one of my concerns is that we get these new shiny things in town, but we can't maintain them. This would be a way of maintaining them.
Well, if they're maintained, okay. Yep. So you put two trash cans on this block, which we really need.
Yeah.
Are they going to be emptied every day? So who does that? So you have to hire more people?
There's a company you should Google this. It's called Block by Block, and that's the one that Chico is or was using, that, you know, when I looked into this a couple years ago. And they've got a hierarchy, so they've got like a project manager, and then they've got the worker bees out within the neighborhood. And you see them, they're wearing like, fluorescent vests, and they're pushing carts that they use to clean the neighborhood and to empty the trash cans and all that, to identify graffiti and to eradicate it and all that kind of stuff. So it can be a real civic pride thing. I could see not only that mechanism, but also citizens in general. We talked about this years ago about how there's an organization nationally called Keep America Beautiful. And as a city, you can actually opt in and be one of the local affiliates for that. And what it would do is, on a citywide level, it would deal with things like graffiti eradication and so on. And basically that broken window theory, that you see a broken window, and this is hitting too close to home today, take care of that broken window right away.
Hopefully that's been fixed by now.
Though, you know, I know your house, and I always tell you the story, but yes, we know the BB hole in the window, but when I was playing catch with a relative of the family that owned that house during the 1989 World Series, game one broke. I don't think it was me. I think it was either my friend or my brother that threw a baseball through the window in the front. So, yeah, that's the broken window. We got to fix that right away so that there isn't another one. It's just like see graffiti on a bridge or on the side of a building. Take care of it right away.
Jake, we got like a minute and a half here. I do want to tell everybody that tomorrow we're going to have on the Resource Management Division of Shasta County at 7 o'clock on tomorrow morning and talk about how any changes going on there, permitting and all these. What do you think next 6 months? As far as business here, downtown Reading.
Well, I mean, I think we're cautiously optimistic. Reading's going to fare well through the next 6 months, 6 to 12 months. We've had growth at the chamber in terms of businesses joining. Last year, we had 197 businesses joined the chamber.
How many businesses are in the chamber now?
Well, let's see. I saw the last number. It was like 870.
That's what I tell when I do my reads for the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Yep. Thank you for those reads. And
I think somebody's paying me for that.
Yeah. Excellent.
No, I don't do live reads without it. You know, well, you know, somebody's paying me.
And so
I'm not sure where. By the way, this show is underwritten by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Thank you, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fatch and the team.
Yeah.
We've got that Costco up and running. We got that whole interchange down there, of course. We see a lot of development happening in downtown still. It's taken longer than anyone has wanted, but that'll keep moving forward, which is positive. We've got a lot to be hopeful about, but we also have a lot of vacant commercial space.
Yeah,
so
yeah, still out there.
Yeah, and I think that there is just this kind of wait and see. We don't know exactly. There is an economist named Robert Eiler who will be giving his annual update at the Economic Forecast Summit down at Chico State. They had hosted it in Reading the last couple of years, so we'll know more from his professional opinion on Thursday. Again, Aaron Hull from the Chamber is going to be down there representing us.
Okay. A lot of information today.
Yep. A lot. And Pat Karch is coming into the office, so he must be one of those 9-to-5ers.
Nobody here works 9-to-5. Sometimes you work from 6 to midnight.
That's it. Yeah, especially when you have a forum.
And things like that. Yeah. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Like I said, we've got the Shasta County Resource Management tomorrow at 7. Be safe out there. It's raining and the roads are still slick and it's hard to see. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to